Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Arrowis. Run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keelak Adkalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott. I am playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a high elf sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm playing Ayla, a wild elf barbarian.
And I'm Kim. I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to D&D Beyond for sponsoring the show, and a farewell to Brilliant.org. Please check both of them out in the description of this episode. The team have plans to take the culprits back to Rosehall, and we catch up on a certain wild elf barbarian.
Let's get cracking then, with a recap of last week's episode.
Oh.
After discovering that two of their companions that had survived the crash with them, and the young girl had been killed, and that the young girl Vala had been kidnapped, the party took off in pursuit, catching up to their quarry. Sentry sent Echo ahead and was distraught when her little familiar was destroyed by the Goliath who had killed Yusuf and Corin. The party engaged in a battle, which proved to be their toughest one yet. The Goliath, able to jump between shadows, caused untold devastation, nearly killing Quillek and ruining one of his eyes, breaking Lucius's leg and mentally crippling Nova. The party survived, however, and continued their chase with the assistance of a dryad. They caught up on the kidnappers, rescued Vala, and took one of them captive whilst the other two were melted by the poison of a plant creature. Ha! But before we jump in with the group that had left Rose Hall, we're going to jump back in time a little bit and deal with Ayla, who left the party temporarily, basically leaving a note for Nova that you had wanted to try and find some answers about the Wild Elf clan. You didn't feel that you were going to find that necessarily following the guys with what they were doing in this chasm. And well, no, you went to the chasm, I'm trying to think, afterwards. It was the dinner with Brookstone and things like that.
Before we went
so he's wild elves.
Yes, you decided...
Why would you want to go for dinner?
Not the most sensible thing to do, and decided to head off on your own for a little bit. After asking around Rose Hall and a few places around there, the town obviously doesn't have a very high opinion of wild elves. Mm-hmm. So you didn't really get a lot of answers from the general populace. They generally referred to the Bitterwood and said that there was a clan of wild elves living out there, but they kind of gave you this stink eye. They're generally seen as dangerous, not to be trusted, constantly raiding Rose Hall and outlying farms. But Merrick, the field warden, who's kind of in charge of the harvest guard here, did tell you that there is an old wild elf, like really old, probably in his kind of twilight years, who lives out in a place called Broken Spear Wood, which is about a day's travel to the east. And he said sometimes they go to this old elf when they need help with like strange monsters, or you know, they need to know something about druidic magic or something that they don't know. And that was generally the only person they could point you to that might have any knowledge about any wild elf stuff. So after heading off, you travel for about a day and you come across this wood. It's not large. It's kind of a small local wood, the kind of like a kind of typical English wood, really. You know, trees, a few brambles and things like that scattered around, but it's kind of nestled in amongst the hilllands. And stepping inside, it doesn't take you long before you realize that, yeah, there's obviously somebody's been hunting and tracking and living here. You find like little remnants of campfires here and there. And just as you're beginning to make your way through the woods, you spot a kind of hulking bear, this large, you know, grizzly brown bear, but it looks like parts of its body are covered in long thorns, and it kind of like turns to you lazily, the kind of half of like a grouse or something in its mouth, kind of growls as it looks at you. And then from the bushes nearby, you just hear this old voice.
Hey, what are you doing here, Lenny?
Hello?
Hey?
Is this your pet? Is this...
And that's Thorin, eh?
Nice name.
Yeah, he's a thistle, and he's a thistleback bear.
Of course he is. Of course he is, Mark.
A thistleback bear. What are you doing around here, anyway?
Looking for... Probably you, I think, I guess.
Yeah, you kind of see him kind of poke his head out, and he's got a spear, like a long spear, kind of very tattered-looking wood, but the tip looks pretty damn sharp and well cared for. Wearing rough leathers, green kind of fabrics, you can see that there is remnants of a tartan, kind of a half tartan across his chest, and then it's been covered up by pelts and furs, leathers. But he's old. You can see his tan skin is heavily wrinkled. His ears are kind of drooped a little bit. Tattoos cover his arms, but they've obviously all faded with age. He's probably really far into his twilight years. And elves in Erois only live to around about 150, 160. He's probably bordering like 130, 140. Like, he's old. Like, you've rarely seen wild elves live to this kind of age. But he's still got these quite bright eyes, and you can see that his grip on the spear, there's no lack of strength there. He's still as kind of firm and vigorous as he once was. And he just kind of eyes you. He's just like, "Well, what are you doing around here? You look lost."
I'm never lost, firstly.
Yeah, sure.
I've just come from Rose Hall. Charming place, really. But they pointed me in your direction.
Yeah, those milk-drinking small ears are often coming around here asking me about shit. Asking me about some monster they don't know how to kill or... some plant, they don't know if it's poisonous or not. I'm surprised that they can survive, to be honest.
Honestly, it's only a matter of time, from what I've seen. Really dumb people.
He eyes you up, he's like, I suppose it's unusual to come across one of a clansman around here. What brings you out so far is somewhere as shitty as Rose Hall?
Well, it wasn't by choice. There was an airship incident, and don't want to ever get on one of those again, but...
You'll never catch me on one of those fucking things.
Yeah, never again. Nightmare. Yeah.
Just wild elves. It's a crouch.
What's your name?
Ayla.
Kind of like nods. He comes out and he kind of props the spear down. He probably actually puts it in the ground. He spins it around, slams it in the ground. He looks over, he's like, Thorin, keep an eye out. Just wander around, make sure nothing's trying to sneak up on us. And the bear's like... starts stomping around. Comes up, offers a hand. Cormac Dunbairn.
Cormac. Cool.
That's a good name.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Someone who is aware of all of that. You know?
Yeah.
The group that I've been travelling with they've never met wild elves before, so...
To be honest, I don't blame them. We're as much of a fucking bunch of shite as the humans can be sometimes.
Yeah, but it's...
I don't really like people.
No, neither do I, but it's nice to be around people who feel the same way, you know? They seem to like...
Yeah, I get it. They like being social or some shit. I'm fine with Thorin here in the woods. But anyway, why are you out here looking for me, then?
I don't suppose you know where this tartan comes from.
So you show him, looks at it a bit. That's a funny thing. What are you carrying around a piece of history like that?
Piece of history?
I don't know much about it, but I remember a few things, a few old stories as much, about old clans. That's old. I know that much.
Well, yeah, it's older than me. Nobody seems to know where it comes from. Nobody can help me find whoever this clan is.
Where did you get it from?
The people who raised me. Turns out they're not actually my clan. They found me.
They found you with that?
Yeah.
He thinks for a minute. Maybe I know a few things. Tell you what, you go and find me and Thorin something to eat. Maybe I'll tell you what I know.
Sounds like a fair deal.
All right. There's plenty of boar and elk in these woods.
Any preference?
Nah, that's fine. Either will do.
Okay. Well, I'll be back.
Okay. You kind of go off into the woods.
Are
you trying to stealth? Are you going to try and sneak up and, like, are you going to try and hunt one properly, or are you just going to wander around until you find something and then smash it with a hammer?
I think I've got a bow, actually.
Okay.
A
longbow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I do.
Yeah, you can try and hunt down a boar or an elk.
I've got a javelin, actually, apparently.
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You can try and hunt one down.
I've got a javelin and a longbow.
So give me two skill checks then. Okay. So give me a stealth and a survival check. Let's see how well you can kind of hunt a creature.
7 on stealth. 15 on survival.
You're just walking around pointing at things, shouting, "You!"
You got a 7 on stealth, yep. Did you say? That's pretty funny. So you find some tracks for boar. It's not hard to find them. The creatures are pretty, boars are pretty wild, and they'll just move through the undergrowth without much care. You find like a few tracks, and you manage to track one down, and you find a solitary, looks to be probably a young adult, maybe a young male, kind of just snuffling around. Despite the fact that you are not very quiet, the boar seems to be digging. It's probably like found like some truffle or something like that, and it's kind of like,
good, he did work.
It doesn't seem to notice you. But yeah, you can see it just off in the distance. It's probably about 30 feet.
Throw a javelin at.
Sure, yeah. Make an attack roll with a javelin.
What is a javelin's attack roll?
It'll be dex plus your proficiency.
Fourteen
still hits. You kind of whoop, you hoik the javelin like a well-thrown spear, sails through the air. The boar kind of whoop, snorts up and then thump, it hits into the side. I think a javelin does d6 and then use your strength mod.
It's fine.
Yep.
So 5 damage.
So 5. So the javelin sticks in, but boars are pretty known for having this thick hide. It sticks in, but it doesn't, it kind of like sticks and falls out, and you can see this gaping wound. The boar turns around in the direction that this thing's come from, sees you start stamping its foot, and then it's going to try and charge. Roll initiative.
6. Keep rolling like 3s.
You have a dex bonus, I'm assuming, though.
Yeah,
you go first.
Oh my god.
This boar is pretty damn slow.
Okay.
But it's going to charge you. You can see it literally about to just...
Can I charge back at it? And
sure, if you want to charge it first. Yeah, absolutely. So you just pull Howling Gale out and then just charge forward. Yeah, absolutely. Give me an attack roll.
Okay.
So you kind of meet it halfway before it can get its momentum up enough to slam its tusks into you.
14.
It's?
Okay. 9.
Okay, so you kind of meet it halfway and you bring the hammer to the side, hitting it as its impact, as its legs kind of come off the ground. The blow hits it so hard, it throws it into a nearby tree. You hear its spine snap, and then the body just slams to the ground like the creature's dead, clearly done. As it just and then slides down. It's a pretty hefty looking thing. You've managed to like carry it back. You're super strong anyway, right? Like you got 16 strength?
18.
So you just over the shoulders. It doesn't take you long to find Cormac. Slam this boar down in front of you, him, and he kind of looks at it appraisingly. Not bad. At least I know you're worth something and you're not some... Yeah, you're not like those milk-drinking small ears around here. All right, take a seat.
I love that. I love that so much.
Just like looks, he's like, "All right, I've got a fire going. Come on, you can eat with me and Thorn." And he starts cooking up a meal. Over the dinner, which takes place over the evening, he's like, "Well, I'll tell you what I know, lass, but it's not much. I don't know the name of that clan that had that color. I don't think there's anybody. I don't think you'll find anybody alive that does." Which means either you're looking for an elf who's been dead for 500 years, or a historian who collected information on wild elves. What I do know is... I heard stories when I was a boy. There was once a group called the Fol La Dilan. L-A-I... R... D-I-R... L-A-N-N. La Dilan.
La Dilan. Okay.
They were the mightiest of the clans back when the elves first came down from the Sky Cities, when we rejected the cities and came to live down here as wild elves. The Laird of Land was supposed to be the strongest of all of us, and they were fighting against what remained of that Starbane fella's armies. They were still stomping around trying to kill people, trying to find ways to bring back their Dark Master. Well, these clans, the Laird of Land, they were obviously pushing back. They were winning. And then one night, one of those clans just vanishes. Single night, the whole clan just disappears. Like they've been plucked off the earth. Plucked off Erois. The other three tried their best to continue the fight, but without the powers of this other clan, they were said to control some sort of storm power, or lightning, thunder, or that sort of thing. Without them, they were slowly losing. They had to give up the fight, got pushed back, and eventually the remnant continued and burrowed its way into different places in the world.
So you said one clan has storm powers?
This missing clan, aye. The ones that vanished.
Multiple people had storm powers.
Whole clan, supposedly. It's said that they were blessed by the goddess Zephyr. You see, most wild elves, like myself, we dedicate ourselves to Atelicus, the Earth Warden. We dedicate ourselves to his teachings, to hunting, to protecting the land, looking after animals. But some elves, they were drawn to Zephyr's nature. She's ferocious like the storm, but she loves adventure. She's curious and cunning, feisty. Some of the wild elves were drawn to that, and it's said that this clan in particular were favored by her. And so she gave them parts of her power. Like she gave them the storm.
And you don't know the name of them at all? Any whispers of what the name could have been?
We only ever knew them, those, the original four clans, the Lay of the Land, that's the only name we knew. But that was for the Alliance, I suppose you'd call it. Like I said, I mean, nobody living would remember them. This is all stories I had when I was a boy, and even then, it's just the name got forgotten. People just didn't seem to write things down back then. They were too busy trying to survive. If you want somewhere to look for answers, there's an old elven ruin up by the lake. It's from before the Sundering, so if there's any kind of information there, maybe. I've heard tells that there's something sinister about the place. Thorn won't go near it. But if there's any spirits, they'd be elven spirits. Maybe they'd know something.
Dangerous, weird old ruin. Cool. Sounds like a grand old time.
Well, if you want to find more about this clan, you're probably going to have to embrace a few of Zephyr's teachings. And that's, I don't know much about her. I'm a favored of Atelicus myself. But I do know that she favors the bold.
Well, I don't know much about her either. I don't know much about any of this.
Well,
just looking for answers.
Plenty of time to learn. Like I said,
well,
this
hey,
is all old history.
None of that I knew, so you've already been more helpful than anyone else I've come across.
I'm an old elf, lass. I've been around for a long time, picked up a few things here and there, that's all. Me and Thorn just try and keep ourselves to ourselves these days, but one of our kind comes looking for help. I'm not going to turn you away, especially if you prove yourself to be useful and not useless. Yeah, I'm afraid there's not much I can tell you. Well, the only thing I know is about the Lay of the Land and, yeah, that they vanished. They were favored by Zephyr. Maybe that ruin. Maybe. I mean, I hate those fucking sky cities, but they love collecting history. Maybe somebody, yeah. Maybe somebody wanted to find out more about the old wild elves. I mean, we were once the same people as those sky ponces.
No.
Well.
No, you don't. Never mind. Long story.
Sure.
Anyway.
But they might know something.
That's why I got on that airship in the first place. Well. Because they have information. Information that I don't know where to find anywhere else. But
the only other place that you can look is any big cities like Goldthrone. I hear them, the people in the village talking about it. Big capital like that, that's going to have... I'll tell you what, humans, they may be useless half the time, but they're a fucking curious lot, and they like learning about shit.
Oh, I know that too. There's also non-humans that I've been... Yeah, never mind. There's a lot...
You already have too much of the other world that I don't really like. So
no,
don't tell
lot.
Me about it. I don't want to.
No, put it this way. I'd rather go to the weird, creepy ruin than
me
get
too.
In another airship and go up to those ponces.
I don't fucking blame you.
It's just the way it is. So, fantastic.
All right, well, listen, it's dangerous out on the roads at night. Camp here with me in Thorn. Head back to your stupid village in the morning. But if you're going near that ruin,
I'd recommend you find some people to go with. I don't go near that place. It gives me the creeps, and there's definitely something in there. You're going to need some friends. Or at least people you can trust to watch your back.
Acquaintances.
Sure.
I could do that. I could probably do that.
All right. All right.
Sure.
Well, he points to a bit of dirt. You can sleep there. I'm sleeping here. And then he just gets like his blankets and starts moving over, lets the fire slowly die.
Got my own blanket.
Yeah, you just pour your own shit out. Two grumpy elves in the woods. Just go to sleep. Don't say any more words to each other. And then in the morning you can head back.
Such a peaceful night. There's no cows.
Yeah. And then it's probably in the morning, because it would take you another day of travel to get back to Rose Hall. That is probably when you would find out about Yusuf and Corin and Vala. So what you would find out is that the rest of your group had gone for a dinner with Brett Brookstone, who had invited them. When they were away, this Goliath, Cain, abducted Vala and killed Yusuf and Corin in the process. They bled out before anybody could get to them. And then your friends, obviously, you know, they mean the other members of the party, went after them, chasing after them. People aren't 100% sure of where they've gone. They just know that they dashed out of the town to head towards them. And then that's it. And then that's what you would know.
Okay.
Jumping back to the other group. Now, the last thing you had said in the last session was that you were going to head back to Rose Hall now that you had Fila, and because of Lucius's broken leg and things like that, you're going to head back to Rose Hall.
Broken face.
Is that broken still face. And you without your eye?
Well, we want to take Fila back for justice.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So the elk was told to go to Ironwick, so it won't go with you. You can tell it to part, you can part ways with it, and it will just wander back to the Dryad, but you will have to make the journey back on foot. Arvel is with you. Arvel has secured Fila. He's basically got her hands tied behind her back, and he is walking behind her with his crossbow. You move a fucking muscle, girl. I'm going to put this right in the back of you. And she's just offering no resistance. The only thing that she probably says is every now and then, if like ever she feels like threatened, or if you ever try and like, I mean, I don't know. Do you guys want to talk to her, or are you just going to silently head back to the town?
I mean, it's a long walk.
It's
isn't
3 days. It's going to take you 3 days of travel. Definitely. Now you've got good berries, which will last you one day, but then after that they go away.
I'm not sure.
So you'll also need to get some rations and things.
You bought the good berries.
But again, they go off.
You have enough for one day. So you have 2 days worth of food and water you need to provide.
I got 1 day rations.
So you need 1 day of food and water.
Yeah, I've got that as well.
I've got one day of rations.
Okay, so yeah, you've got 1 day of food and water you need to supply. But yeah, do you want to talk to this girl on the way back? Do you want to talk to each other on the way back?
I mean, I feel like we would be asking her some things, like who she's working for, or who that Goliath was.
So you currently, you're traveling along, right? I'm assuming you don't go through the woods. Like, now that you've kind of got it, you come off the woods, you go onto the main north road, and you're just following the north road back towards Rose Hall.
Yeah.
It's easier to Okay, so we'll do it in the first few hours. Vala is still unconscious. Sentry is just carrying her. She's got to, like, carry like a big child, like a fireman's kind of carry. Mm-hmm. But Sentry just carries Vala and remains quite quiet. Like, Sentry, because Rhiannon's not here, I'm not going to try and play her.
She's out the bag, right?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. You got her out the bag, but like Sentry's like kind of cradling her, right? Because Sentry doesn't get tired in the same way as well. She can kind of just kind of carry her.
And exactly. She's strong.
Yeah, and she's strong as well. And then you're making your way back. This is on the first day, so you've still got like plenty of time. You do have a slow pace because of Lucius, because of his busted leg.
Yeah.
So on the road, Arvel's got this girl in front of him. What'd you say?
I'm going to go up to her quietly and just, I think Nova's a little bit subdued at this point, just so much to take in. Hey.
She like looks over at you, doesn't say anything.
Why did you do it?
She kind of looks at you quizzically.
Why did you take Vala?
Because my father told me to.
Why does he want her?
I'm not telling you that. What do I think? What do you think I am, a fool?
No.
I'm not saying anything.
I just think you're a girl like me, and you did something wrong.
She's like, doesn't say anything. She's like, well, that's a matter of opinion, isn't it?
No, you're quite both girls. I think that's most true.
Wow, what a comedian.
No, it's just an observation.
Yeah, all right.
Your accomplice killed two of our friends.
Wasn't my accomplice.
Then what was he to you?
Some random mercenary?
He killed her guardians, like her mother and father.
She, like, looks. See a flicker of, like, a kind of a sort of pain, a pained response, but then she's just like, I didn't know him. It's not my problem.
How would you feel if your mother and father were killed?
She just looks at you. Well, that's a pretty stupid question. Obviously, I'd be upset.
Then how do you think she's going to feel when she wakes up?
She's not me.
No, but she has the power to hurt you as much as you have hurt her.
Well, we'll see about that. If you're trying to get answers out of me, Ganassi, good luck.
I just thought you might like to talk to someone who wants to listen before we get back.
I'm not worried. You see, when we get back, my father's going to teach you all a lesson.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll just have to see what the gods have in store with me.
You've already lost your brother. What else are you going to lose?
She looks at you and she's like, what else am I going to lose? Am I going to lose fucking anything?
You could lose your family.
No, you're going to lose everything. There's no... When my father finds out what happened to Finn, when he finds out that you've ruined his plans, you're all fucking dead. You're all fucking dead. He's not going to let you get away with this. We didn't... That mercenary wasn't part of our group, all right? If he killed anybody, it wasn't part of the deal. We were just meant to get the kid. That kid's worth a fortune. You don't even know what you've got.
Who's paying?
She looks back, kind of realizes that she's probably said more than she should. Well, keep that girl around, you'll find out, won't you? Because if you think that Goliath, you think that fucking killer was the worst thing you're going to have to face carrying her around, you're in for a real surprise.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, we'll see how much pity you feel for me when you've got a fucking boot to your throat.
Just going to stop talking and walk away.
Yeah, she just kind of like glares.
Like there's nothing in no, like she's just trying to be, genuinely trying to be friendly.
No, absolutely, and this, there you can, if you want to give me an insight check, like to get a read on the way that she was responding and stuff. And Quill, you've got like a passive insight of like 15 or something, right?
Yeah, if she's standing on the right side of me, that is.
Two whole insights.
I mean, for you, like she just seems this impenetrable, angry wall.
I'm passive 13.
Yeah, I'd say that Quill, you probably get a better read on her just generally from the way she's reacting. She's obviously scared and she's using her anger as a kind of defense mechanism. But there is a lot of faith in her father. Like, it's almost like she just expects this to all be fine when she gets back.
Okay, all right.
Do you guys want to say anything more? Or are you just going to leave it to
her? I think Nova's done a stellar job for the day.
Okay. Yeah, you guys can take a camp, you rest, the next day, continue on traveling. Just give me, who is going to keep watch at night?
I can, having dark vision.
So you're going to keep watch?
For as long as I can.
I mean,
4 hours.
I can't even keep watch during the day at this
point. Arvel can take the second watch.
Yeah.
Arvel take the second watch.
Am I percepting?
Yes, perception check, please.
I guess what about Sentry?
Sentry can, yeah, but just she still needs rest though as well. She still needs to like take some downtime.
12.
Okay. So during the night, you kind of camp off to the side of the road. You don't have tents. Most of you don't have bedrolls or anything like that, so it's pretty uncomfortable. You're literally like just sleeping on the side of a road, like on the green hills. It rains. You get cold and wet.
What's Arvel doing to like secure?
So he does before you go to sleep. He basically puts her face down. Make sure that her hands are tied and then ties her legs.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then in the morning he unties her legs, picks her up and then pushes her forward.
Yeah.
He kind of gives her water, but he doesn't really give her any food. He just kind of is like, offers a bit of water and then that's it. During the night, she does clearly at first try and struggle, but she can't undo the bonds. Like her hands and legs are both bound. She can't really go anywhere. She just kind of lets herself fall asleep. There are no other dangers. Nothing else pops up in the evening. It's quite quiet.
Okay.
I am very loud throughout the night, whimpering about my leg and how wet it is and how cold.
Yeah, it's cold and wet and miserable.
I just keep trying to comfort him. Like, because I feel bad
for
the fight. So
my
I'll be the one listening and being, it's all right.
It hurts so much.
I know, Lucius, you're being really brave.
Thank you. Daddy's going to be so proud of me.
I think
what
so.
I've accomplished.
And scars are cool.
So, well, this, well, the bone came through, so it's kind of like a really horrible circle, but yes, I guess it is quite badass, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah,
not just
right.
quite as bad as his Quill, though. He's got the whole eye scar thing.
Are you asleep, Quill, or are you... Okay, so you're actually
I'm
asleep.
I'm asleep as
probably
much
exhausted.
As much as a bird with one eye in probably quite a lot of pain.
Probably a lot of pain, but, like, you can definitely, like, there are... You can take things, like, you can use a bit of healing magic to, like, lessen it a little bit and
then
pass out. And also, I would imagine that all of you are pretty tired because, like, you went hard after these people. So there's a physical exhaustion that even though it's wet and cold and everything else, you can probably just still pass out and then wake up.
Yeah, I think now the adrenaline's run out. It's like
it's just
super...
all kind of sucks out of you. Yeah. So the second day continues. Anybody want to say anything or different? You don't notice many people on the road. It's quite a quiet road. But as you begin the second day, you are now currently... But basically walking alongside the Rosewater Lake, which is this huge lake that expands quite like a good couple of miles. You can see on the very edge of it, you can see this old elven ruin, which you've had pointed out before, that you're probably going to pass tonight. So tonight you'll be closer to it, and then you'll be about a day's travel from Rosehall. But the road is pretty empty. You don't see a lot of travelers. You don't see a lot of people making their way up and down these roads. So it goes uneventful, unless there's anything anybody wants to say or do.
I'll probably speak to Nova and Lucius, but like loud enough that whatever, and say, we were given a job a while back to protect this road. Do you remember? There was bandits, apparently.
Oh, retrieving the supplies or something.
Yeah, so there may be, on the way back, we do need some more food and things. There's probably some rations and things in some wagons. Then again, should we be worried that there's bandits?
Wait.
I don't think we're in any state to fight bandits right now.
The woman just laughs.
Yes, do you have something to add?
No.
No? Because, you know, if the bandits did come here, you're completely defenseless.
I think she's...
You're pretty fucking clueless.
She might be part of the whole troop, or at least the Brookstones have an involvement.
Oh, no, I know. I was just...
Oh, you were doing a thing.
I was doing
a thing. Sorry.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's
fine.
That solves that.
When Valor wakes up,
yeah, so she probably will wake up today.
Okay.
So she's been drugged, but she's also very tired.
When Valor wakes up, I don't think we should tell her about Karin and Yusuf until we get away from... And I point at Fila.
I mean...
there's a good chance that Valor might...
utilize
her powers and destroy this girl. That would be awful.
Rolls her eyes.
I mean, she's quite valuable, clearly. Valor, that is, to the Brookstones, so quite a power to fear.
I just think we should wait until we get back to Rosehall and feel is away in custody.
It's a good chance Valor might already know.
True.
Well, I've been wondering. I mean, we get back to Rosehall, Brett Brookstone's going to be there, and we're awaiting our judgment, I suppose, as she keeps putting it. Would they really attack us if we've got Valor with us? Would they just send people to just kill us?
What evidence do we have?
Of what?
That the Brookstones did this.
Can I, like, say this so that she doesn't hear?
Yeah, you can pull the guys away. Like, you can basically say, Arvel, can you take her over there?
Yeah.
And Arvel's like, all right, come on.
I mean, there's a good chance...
We have the letter.
Yeah, there's...
On Rent. On the Goliath.
It was signed BB. And, well...
I was just saying that they've got power and money in the town. They could spin it so that we stole and did this to plant it on the Brookstones.
Well, it's impossible for us to have done that. We weren't there. Everyone knows that we were at Brett Brookstone's
house
when it happened. They could probably make it look like we tried to do it, but why would we kidnap someone we were traveling with?
Good thinking, Birdie. Yes, I just want to make sure that we're okay. We're going to need the town to rally behind us if we stand any chance against the Brookstones.
Well, we know he has a lot of workers that already terrorize the town. The town's terrified of him.
But if the town rallied together, which it seems like they're capable of doing, because everyone seems to like this charity.
Well, at least like the Harvest Guard could.
Actually. Yes, the Harvest Guard too. Maybe if they stood behind us, we could actually bring down this tyranny and bring to light the crimes that the Brookstones have committed. We could finally have evidence for once.
Well, assuming we survive whatever he has in store for us when we get back.
What jurisdiction does he have to kill us?
Does he need any?
If we bring the Harvest Guard with us.
I mean, it sounds like once he gets Vala, he's done. He's out. He'll leave Rose Hall forever because he'll have the most valuable thing he'll ever need, apparently.
You think so?
I imagine so.
His family's here.
True, but what's stopping him from just moving away, taking everything he has with him? If he has an extremely valuable thing like Vala apparently is...
I don't think it's valuable enough to upheave your entire workforce and family to a new place.
It's valuable enough to send his two children on a mission that involves murdering two people in the town.
I don't want to say it, but he's got other children. They could be the lesser favourite ones.
You know, you've moved away the girl, isn't it?
They seem indispensable.
Are you trying to be loud enough that she can hear you?
I mean, they let one of them die. Doesn't matter.
She looks over, like, glances over, like, half hearing it.
Like, if the Brookstone really cared about his children, why did he send them through that forest?
True.
I think he wanted to get rid of them.
And I mean this with the most deepest respect, Lucius, but we already know that fathers don't hold as much merit as we think they do.
Don't say it, Birdie! You hit a soft spot.
I'm saying that loud enough so that she can hear as well.
I mean, she's listening, but there is just this kind of, like, eye roll, disinterest, or at least a kind of, like, you get the impression that she doesn't really care what you're saying. Like, she doesn't seem to hold your opinions of any value.
The worst part of all of this is she doesn't even know what her father has done to manipulate her entire life to become an indispensable piece of work that could do anything for
you. You should really just stop trying. I'm hearing half of what you're saying, and it's just not...
Arvel, we told you to move her away.
Like, he looks at you like, you're being really loud.
Am I carrying my voice? Apologies.
Let's get a move on, come on. All right.
Yes, my leg hurts.
Okay. That evening, Vala does begin to wake up. At first, she kind of blinks. She's kind of hazy. Sentry's currently, like, got her, like, head on her lap and is just kind of, like, kneeled down with her. And she kind of sees, and she's like, Sentry? Where am I? And then she, like, looks around and she sees one and she's like, hey. She, like, looks around, like, rubs her eyes a little bit. She's like, what happened?
I'm standing in a particular way, so she's going to see one side of my face.
Okay. Yeah, she, like, looks around. She's like, did you all come and get me? I can't remember much. And you can see her, like, rubbing her head. You can see, like, her hands. She has, like, defensive wounds where she obviously probably just tried to, like, scratch and claw at this Goliath. And she's just kind of like, that man came after us at the stable. And then there's a realization on her eyes, and she's like, Yusuf, Corin, what happened? I saw Corin, he got hit, and he fell on the ground. And Yusuf, she tried to conjure magic, but it didn't hit. And then I blacked out. He hit me or something. And she's looking at Sentry, but she's also, like, glancing at the three of you that she can see, and Arvel. She doesn't seem to recognize the woman. She just kind of doesn't seem to really realize who she is or something. It's just like, what happened?
How do we handle this?
I see that she doesn't recognize Fila. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Nova, what happened?
I need you to be really calm, okay?
Why? And then you can see she's starting to, like, well up in tears, and there is a realization there. She's like, no, what happened? You have to tell me.
I'm going to kind of take her in my arms and just hold her and just be like, I'm really sorry.
She just starts shaking her head. She's just like, no. Yusuf can heal. She has healing magic, right? She healed him.
I'm really sorry. There wasn't enough time.
She just starts. You can see her eyes go red. She just, her head, like, hangs down. You just hear, like, a few kind of, like, gulped sobs, like she's trying to hold it back. And then she just looks up, and there is a change in demeanor where her eyes, these violet kind of purple eyes, there is a flicker of a power glow, and you can see her body, like, this kind of glow purple energy kind of just pulse through it. Where's that Goliath? Where is he?
He's dead.
Good. And you can see the glow begins to diminish and calm down. Did you kill him?
We did.
Good. And you can see she just gets, you know, calms down, and then the tears come again, and she just starts crying, and Sentry kind of just pulls her in and holds her close and just kind of pats her gently. And then, yeah, she just seems to, like, kind of cry out for a bit and then just falls asleep again, just passes out.
Cool. I guess she sees Lucius's leg, but, like...
she didn't seem to recognise it. Like, she just was, like, so caught up in this realisation, and then Nova obviously telling her that the two people that were super close to her and cared for her are dead.
Yeah.
Even if she didn't say it, she realised. And, yeah, and then you guys are sleeping again. It's not raining, but it is still cold because it is winter. Who is taking watch? Sentry offers to take one.
I'll take the other one again.
Okay. Perception checks.
Natural cocked.
That's cocked. That's super cocked. It's on the other dice.
Great. 7.
Okay. Yeah, again, the evening passes. You look over at the prisoner. She struggles again, but doesn't seem to get free.
I'll probably be distracted looking at Vala a lot.
Yeah, you can see that she's, she's asleep, injured, tired. But she just passes out. Obviously still exhausted. The drug's probably still in her system, kind of just finding on its way out.
Lucius has a moment of clarity, realising that his poor leggy-weggy is the least of everybody's issues, and that Val is going through a lot, and that Quill's lost
keeps
half
it quiet.
His sight. And he's like, maybe I should just
deal with
it up a bit.
Suck it up a little bit.
Lucius.
You've grown. The morning of the next day, you guys continue, and this time, on the last kind of day of travel, and then you'll basically be within Rose Hall distance, brings you basically along the White Breeze. You kind of follow the lake around its edges, and you can see out on the lake there are occasional like boats that you can see out, like little boats kind of like sailing across the lake. You can see fishermen and things like that. And as you kind of like round the corner, it's a very beautiful lake. It's a very beautiful image, this kind of beautiful lake. It almost has like a red tint to it, kind of giving it this Rosewater name. And then you see the White Breeze, this river that you'd initially followed to Rose Hall, and this huge elven palace. Kind of looks a bit like an English country manor, kind of buttresses, very grand architecture, a wall kind of around the outside, overgrown with ivy and flowers. You can see big, thick rose bushes amongst all the gardens. The gardens look pristine. They look like they've been cared for and managed, and despite it being winter, the garden is still completely in bloom. But everything else looks kind of dilapidated. The building itself looks dirty and grimy, except the windows, which are all clean and clear, and seem to look, but they're curtained, like the curtains are drawn on all of them. But the actual windows themselves are clean. And you notice this as you walk past, but you just continue following up the river.
This could well be another one of those tree ladies.
We must remember to come back here.
You can mark it on your little map, point of interest.
Do we get some experience?
If you go and explore yes, you will. Yeah. If you actually explore it, yes, you do.
That's walk a close answer. Enough to get them to walk on the
direction.
No. That's what I do in Fallout.
Discovered.
I'll tell you what, yes, you can have the discovered. You don't get the full XP until you go.
I think that's already on the map anyway.
Yeah, it is.
I already know about it.
You are now.
that night, you camp out alongside the river with a cute, clear view of this palace. The evening comes and goes. Vala is quiet. She doesn't talk much. She'll answer any questions you have, but generally she just kind of keeps herself to herself. Sentry kind of motherly looks after her and is like, she kind of forces her to have some of her rations. She makes sure she's drinking. They kind of converse very quietly. Occasionally you see Vala kind of breaking into tears and Sentry kind of just puts an arm around her and things like that. But otherwise she'll stay fairly quiet unless you guys want to approach her and talk to her, in which case obviously you can.
I think Lucius would feel like if too many people come up to her, she's gonna take it the wrong way. So I think Sentry's doing a good job.
So you're gonna just leave it with Sentry? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Nova would know what to say.
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably talk to Lucius.
Arvel is basically focused entirely on this prisoner. Like he's desperately trying to make sure that she's not gonna fucking get away.
Get out.
Yeah. How much was it to fix Arvel's leg? Do you remember?
400 gold.
400. Do we have that sort of money?
I might be able to help. I was talking to the Daybringer and I asked him if he would teach me the spell.
Oh, okay.
I never had a chance to go back and speak to him, but if I do, maybe.
As a point, it will still cost you 400 gold, even if you know the spell, because it's for the components to power the spell. It's the material
component. Just having
cost.
To go back to Rosewood every time, I imagine.
Yeah.
That would be the main benefit. That's a clarification so you don't think, oh, we can get it for free. Yeah.
And I know that it wouldn't fix his eye.
You don't think
we
so.
We don't know, okay.
You don't think so. Mm-hmm. That's a very severe wound. Mm. Broken leg is one thing. His whole eye is basically ruined, so...
Okay. Do we have 400?
I have the money to cover it.
That's good. I've noticed you've been complaining a lot less, Lucius.
Yes, it's getting much better.
Better?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
But what's the point of complaining, right? Just got to keep walking.
You see, like, as you're distracted having the conversation, you see the woman, like, tug on something, and then Arvel is just like, on the back of him, he's like, where do you think you're going? Just like, and then he tightens her bonds a bit. You can see that she had been, he's like, you crafty son of a bitch. She's been loosening her bonds and was trying to make a break for it.
But now we have to make them tighter.
Yep.
That's like, bad for you.
What's the plan, Fela?
She just looks at you.
I should run.
Why are you trying to escape? We're taking you back to your father.
I wasn't going to try and escape. I was trying to get free so I could start putting knives in all of you.
You don't have any knives.
You do.
I specifically don't.
Some of you will have something that I could hurt you with.
Fela, if I was held captive and I was going back home to Daddy, I'd milk the shit out of that. I'd have all these people around me, and they'd be like, yes, they beat me up every day, and, oh, Daddy, it's awful.
Well, that's the difference, isn't it? I'm not a pathetic little weasel.
Well, you're the one in restraints, darling.
Yeah, well, ooh, you wait until these darling. Restraints come off, and then we'll see who's the darling.
Arvel?
And she, like, looks at you.
Are they coming off, Arvel? Please tell me they're not coming off.
He, like, looks at him, he's like, I've secured them as best I can.
Oh, thank God. Thanks, Yaska.
How far from Rose Hall are we?
You'll be there tomorrow.
Were you always like this?
What do you mean?
Always, you know.
You mean tough?
Not tough, necessarily, no. I just, you know, you've got rude. Little brothers, little sisters. Are they as, you know...
They're adorable.
...worldly knowledgeable as you are?
She just glares.
Because they seemed very kind and innocent, and it just seemed such a shame to, you know, bring such dishonour to your family.
I had a lot of fun playing with Sander.
What do you fucking know about honour? You don't fucking know anything about that.
No, true, but I know a lot about innocence.
Yeah, well, why do you think me and Finn and my father have to do the things we do? It's so we can give them that kind of life. So that they can... That Santa can read her books, so that the boys can play together.
What sort of life do you lead, though?
One that gets things done, that earns us money.
How come you get to live that life, but people like Vala have to now sacrifice theirs for yours?
That's the way of the world. The strong survive. Don't they teach you fucking anything in your little bird school? That's how things are down here, Birdman. Strong survive, weak die.
Well.
Your mother's going to be heartbroken when she finds out what you did and what you've done to Vala.
You think my mother doesn't know?
Well, the strong survive. Finn was weaker than a plant.
There is a real grimace. I'm gonna fucking rip that beak off your face if I ever get loose.
Ow.
Or maybe I'll take the other fucking eye.
Quill, that was nasty. Shouldn't have said that.
And then she just kind of sits back down with her restraints and just like puts herself on the ground, glancing.
But you're better than that.
Better? What? No, I...
Come on.
Ayla would be
proud. I had a point.
You had a point, but you know.
So, watch. Who's
can
taking
I
it?
Can I try something?
Sure.
Can I just quietly say to Fela?
Yeah. What do you want to try? Huh? What are you going to do? You going to use a bit of mind magic? Huh?
I suggest you stop trying to escape.
Okay. Save me for it.
13. Wisdom.
Okay. You're not 100% sure if the spell takes effect, but she's very strong-willed, and she kind of just grits, just like looks at you like, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't think it is.
Just mark off a spell slot.
That's right, you'll get it back when you complete this long rest.
Oh, yeah. Back again.
So who's taking watch?
I'll keep taking watch.
Okay, Sentry will take the other one. Perception.
Oh my god. Maybe someone else should do this.
Stop rolling in that little
thing. Yeah, yeah,
roll that's on the worst. There's like a tray right like here that in between tray. Us. You see
this
just roll it.
I want to see if you get higher. This won't count.
I feel like physics wise, it makes no difference, but sure.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. 20. 17.
That's just chance.
That's not the, that's not the thing you get. Okay, so over the night, nothing troubles you in terms of danger, but Lucius, you're kind of distracted by this palace. This beautiful palace at night. Man. First of all, it reminds you of the buildings up in the Sky Cities. It's older, the architecture is obviously older, and it's now dirty and covered in vines, but the style of the building is very reminiscent of the old elven palaces and the old elven buildings up in Gusthaven and places like that. And as you're watching this place at night, it's only for a brief moment, but you are certain you see an elf, a beautiful elven woman, all in white, with a faint glow, walking. There's like an archway hallway that spans over the river and joins the two buildings together. So there's two buildings on either side, and then they're joined by this large kind of like corridor that links the two buildings. And you see through the windows this woman walking across them. She looks incredibly beautiful. It's like glowing. That's why you can see it from so far away, is you can see this faint figure just moving away.
Everybody wake up!
Okay. No.
Everyone!
Sentry is immediately, gets her axe. What is it, Lucius?
There's a glowy lady in the elven building over there.
What?
She's walking inside.
Sentry looks at her.
I don't trust it. I don't trust her. We're going to die.
You get woken up.
Can I have a look as well?
Sure, like turn your good eye towards it.
So I have less on perception, don't I?
-5, yeah.
-5?
Yeah, it's not disadvantage, I believe. I think.
Oh, I thought it was disadvantage.
Maybe it is. Where's my notes?
Oh, bam.
You have disadvantage on perception checks, yes. It was your passive, you have -5 too.
Oh yeah, so I got 9.
9? Yeah, I mean, you're straining. None of you see this woman. None of you see her.
Lucius, are you in shock? I read somewhere that was...
No, I absolutely saw her. She's a... very radiant elven lady.
This isn't the first time you've done something like this, remember?
Can I go back to sleep now?
You can't see her?
No.
Don't see her anymore. Like, she just walked across and then disappeared into the other building.
We need to get away from this building. It's creepy. It could be haunted.
Oh, maybe it's a ghost.
Vanna's like, are you telling ghost stories? What?
No. Ghost stories have a really nice story to them. It's not, wake up, I see an elven lady. It'll be like, oh, everybody gather around the campfire, I've got something to say. Now would not be the time.
Oh, okay.
I've got some great ghost stories, Vala, for you when we get back.
I don't want ghost stories.
You don't?
No, I want to sleep.
I want to sleep too.
Okay. Yes, you will go back to sleep.
Can you, like, wake us up if the ghost lady comes closer?
Absolutely.
Good night.
Well, for future reference, just wake us up when you actually need to.
I thought I did. She could have pounced
anyway. Night.
Good night.
Everyone goes back to sleep. And yeah, you just continue watching this building.
I'm focused on it now.
Yeah, and occasionally you do see her again, but like in different parts of the building.
Waking everybody up.
You see her like occasionally, like it looks like she draws open windows and you're quite far away, but you can just make out the details of it with your perception and, you know, your kind of keen elven sight. She kind of draws open the windows, like looks out, looks quite sad and lonely.
Does she look this way?
She just looks out, like she's not looking towards anything in particular, and then the curtains draw, and then maybe you see her again moving across the archway. And then morning comes.
Okay.
And you guys make your way back. It takes you a couple of hours since leaving the palace ruins, before you arrive at the north gate of Rose Hall. And I guess my next question is what's the plan once you get to the town?
Well, did we actually see any of the wagons on the journey? Okay, that's fine.
He would have told us. We'd be dead by now.
Yeah. Okay.
We would have rolled initiative.
Because we had the person that was controlling the entire damn thing with us.
I guess find Merrick.
So you go straight to find Merrick.
Yeah.
Okay, so you arrive at the gate, and obviously a bunch of people that aren't from the town carrying somebody who is kind of arrested. You see some of the Harvest Guard, probably young Jessup, the young druid, is like, well, I've got to remember, he's country boy, that's right, that's how he speaks. I had to get there because I almost went West Country with it. Hey, what are y'all doing? Y'all are back?
This is very, very, very crucial.
All right.
We have...
Why have you got Fela?
We have illegal activities that we're partaking in right now. And the Brookstones, everything could all go under if this doesn't go correctly.
Well, what are you talking about? You calm down.
You know that we left the town in regards to the...
Yeah, you were chasing after the one that killed...
A little quieter. We've got Vala with us.
That's the girl that was taken. Sorry. Yes. And you can see, like, she's just got her head down.
We need to get Merrick. That's his name, Merrick.
The field warden?
Yes.
Well, I'll go get him now. And he points at Fela. Is she connected to all this?
Yes, and she should not go anywhere near a Brookstone or a worker of Brookstones at all. No word needs to get out to the Brookstones.
Well,
she's here.
We can stay outside the gate for the time being. Also, don't tell anyone on the journey, please.
Straight to Merrick.
Straight to Merrick, straight back.
Oh. They're going to do everything to undermine our case.
All right, okay, sure, okay, yep.
You got this.
You stay here, and he points to the two harvest guards, look like kind of like typical farmers, but with a bit of armor and gear and stuff on. You two stay with these folks, make sure they don't go anywhere, and I'll go get the field warp.
Thank you.
All right, I'll be back as soon as I can.
Post haste.
Yep, and he scoots off.
Excellent. And falls over and dies.
He runs off, and you are waiting maybe 10 minutes before, very quickly, Jessup returns. Field Warden Merrick, still in his armor. You can see that he's got his scale armor. He's got his sword at his side. He's got a longbow on his back. And he's actually got his hawk. His pet hawk is on his shoulder. And he comes, like, kind of running over. So you found him.
We found the three people that had taken... Was it four? Four people.
The Goliath, the Miner, Fela, and Finn.
Yeah.
I'm taking you've only got one with you because...
The Goliath attacked us and...
To slow us down.
I point at Quill's eye and Lucius's leg.
Right.
And then we caught up to the other three, the Miner and Finn. Brett Brookstone's son, Finn, were killed by something in the woods.
They're already fighting a poisonous plant.
Right.
And now we have Fela.
He looks at her. You're going to say... he doesn't have a... He's just an American accent. Are you going to say anything about all this, Fela? And she just looks at him. I'll talk to you without these cretins around, Field Warden. And I'll talk to you when my father's present. I bet you will. All right, well, we're going to have to take her to my place. I have a jail, but it's only really built for one or two people, so... We're going to have to take her there. I'm going to have to ask you exactly what happened. We're going to need to get this formally written down.
Well, I think we might need to move very quickly. We have evidence that it was Brett Brookstone that was behind the entire operation.
Please, give that to me now. I need to see that.
I don't think we should give it in front of Fela. Uh-huh.
I mean, she's tied up with harvest guards here. There's really
she's
nothing to be afraid of.
She's been threatening us nonstop.
And that's even more reason that we need to get her into a secure place, like
she
my jail.
She says the Brookstones own more of Rose Hall than we know.
Well, they have a large worker force. I'm missing what you're trying to say here. We should take her to a cell, rather than standing by the guard at the gate.
Once she's locked up, we'll give our testimony.
But once Brett finds out that we've just walked through the town with his daughter, we kind of want to stop him before he knows that. Do we not want to get him now?
Well, right now, as far as I'm aware, I need to see this evidence. If you want me to arrest Merrick, if you want me to arrest Brett, I need to see evidence that he is somehow connected to all this.
Jokes.
You either give it to me now, or we go back to my place, I lock her up, and we discuss it there. Those are the two choices.
The second one.
All right. Well, if that's what you want to do, but...
Quill?
Hmm?
You look like you want to say something.
I mean, at the very least... Okay, I understand.
All right, and he just clicks his fingers. Jessup and the two guards kind of walk either side of Fela, and you make your way to Merrick's. It's probably at this point that you, Ayla, are told that the others have returned. Reld and Rosalina probably come and find you somewhere in the tavern and let you know that they've come back and tell you that they were headed towards Merrick's place, Merrick Fieldwarden's place. You guys will arrive at Merrick's place. Fela is taken into... You can see that Merrick, like, he has, like, a side building attached to his house. which is kind of like a kind of Wild West sheriff's jail, in that it's kind of a stone building. It has two cells and a secure door with iron barring, and that's it. He locks her in one. He's got a set of keys on his belt. He locks her in one. They unbound her hands, put her in there, take off any of her equipment that she had, so she's just got her basic clothes, her traveling clothes underneath. He kind of turns to Jessup, is like, go and get her something to eat and drink. Get something for the rest of us as well. All right, let's sit down and talk.
So is it just all of us?
It's you three, Sentry, Arvel, Valor, and Merrick.
Oh, Valor's with us as well.
Yeah, okay. Unless you want to send us somewhere.
Can I wander towards Merrick?
So yeah, basically, you'll come in like mid-conversation at this point, yeah.
Merrick, we want to make sure that everyone that we're dealing with in this entire process can be trusted.
Well, right now it's just me and all of you. Are you saying you don't trust me?
I'm not saying I don't trust you. I trust you as much as someone who has just wandered into a town can trust someone.
Trust the person who is responsible for the law in this town. You understand that I'm the sheriff here, right?
No, I do understand.
That I'm technically the one who is dealing with this, and
sheriff,
you are all helping me.
Without causing insult, I think it's just that bad things happen in the wood, and we've suddenly realized that we're all a bunch of naive idiots who don't know who to trust in this. And we've just spent the last 3 days being threatened by this girl, and we're all really, really scared, like, because what happened last time was Fala lost her guardians because we trusted everybody, and we don't know who to trust now. Because we were having dinner with Brett, stupid Brookstone, and he killed everybody!
All right. Well, let me tell you this. You can trust me. I've been put in this position to look after the people. When your friends were killed, I did everything I could to help, right?
I know.
You remember that, right? That's what I'm here for.
Our worry is we don't know where the ears of Brookstone reach, and the corruption could go deep.
They probably do, and I'm going to be honest with you folks, Brett probably knows. The second that you came back into this town, somebody would have seen you. This isn't a big place. It's not a big city.
So
somebody could have been watching that gate, saw you coming in with Feeler in chains, and has run off to tell him. So that's why you have to tell me what you know now. At this point, there is a...
and, no. It's happening.
There is a... He kind of motions, and a guard... there is like a kind of a sound, and a Jessup pokes his head. He's like, sir, that wild elf lady with the red hair, she's here. You know, the ones that were traveling with these folks?
Sup?
Oh, it's... Ayla's back.
Oh, thank goodness.
Perfect timing.
It's like, should I let her in? As seeing as you all seem to be very not sure who you can trust.
We can trust Ayla.
She wasn't around.
She wasn't around.
If you don't let me in soon, I'm going to go back to the pub and start drinking.
That's okay.
Sentry's like,
I think we can trust Ayla.
Sentry's like, I think we can trust her. She wouldn't have been involved with
can
what
I
happened
hear this?
To the Brookstones. You can hear murmuring. Give me a perception check.
No.
That was like a 2.
You're thinking about beer.
I think we can trust her. We should let her
in. She was in the crash with us. A crash that was attacked by...
She helped save most of our lives.
I don't like being outside in this time.
It's true, actually.
Neither do we.
Let her in. The guard, Jessup, is like, this way, miss.
Thanks.
And just gestures inside. We don't have enough chairs. You're going to have to stand up.
I'll live.
All right. Field Marshal, shuts the door. All right, miss, I don't know how much you know, but your friends...
What happened to you?
Okay, we'll have that conversation then.
Okay, so...
Whoa! That looks really gross.
I can't actually
Probably
see it
does,
because, you know,
yeah.
It's my eye.
Yeah.
Is it gross?
I didn't want to tell you.
You look cool.
It's going to make a really cool scar.
Valor looks at you, Quill, is like, did that happen when you fought the Goliath?
Yeah, we fought a Goliath.
I
yeah.
missed it. Damn it.
Yeah,
it's been
actually,
really bad, Ayla.
It's been probably the worst.
You've been crying.
A lot.
Oh, God. No.
It's been a really hard
Sentry
day.
Looks at you.
Don't start again.
Sentry looks at you, metal face. It has been very sad. Completely blank expression.
Okay.
Echo's dead.
I'm going to fix him. It's fine. I'm going to fix him. Merrick turns just like, I don't mean to interrupt, but again, what do you know?
What do you think about Brett Brookstone?
What happened to your leg?
I broke it.
Ooh.
What do you think of Brett Brookstone?
Well,
Is it good or bad? Is it good or baddie?
Bad.
Okay, she's fine.
Most people here are bad. They don't like me. So I don't like them.
Would Brett Brookstone work for the Wild?
Not you.
The lawman like looks is like
no. You're good.
Nice.
We talked.
Nice
we're
recovery.
Fine.
Yeah, sure. Did that old elf help?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay,
you.
Good.
Thanks.
Listen.
Here.
What do you know? All right.
I'll give the letter. We found this on the Goliath.
All right. Damn it.
Are there any other BBs in the town?
No, but in terms of a court of law, it's not concrete evidence. I know what Brett's going to say to this.
But we've got direct ties with his children.
I know, but that doesn't...
We all
At most,
saw
that
them.
Makes him guilty of kidnapping, not of murder. Now, what happened with this Goliath? You killed him?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that he attacked you, you killed him in self-defense, right?
He jumped
right?
us, yes.
All right, well, that we can write off. What happened to the other Brookstone kid, Finn?
He was attacked by a plant. They were already fighting a plant when we arrived.
They've gone ahead.
It's something that can dissolve...
Oh, I'm assuming they were in the Iron Weald then.
Yes, they were.
All right. Acidic and they were fighting it.
All right, yeah, we've heard of those kind of plants before. They sometimes they sneak up on some people who go out into the woods.
And I know this doesn't sound like it will help at all, but we chased them on a giant elk.
That doesn't help. Why are you telling me that?
It says they had a contact in Ironwick.
It's a good elf.
You couldn't make it up, is what I'm saying.
It's been a long time.
We found a dryad.
All right, listen. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to keep Fila. Now, you caught her with Vala, right?
In the sack, yes.
And he looks at Vala. Do you remember this lady? And Vala looks, he's like, I don't remember much. They put something in my food the first night. They made me eat something. They forced me to. But I think I remember seeing her. There was a man that was doing it. He gave me the food, and then I got sleepy. He's like, okay, all right. Not the best witness statement, but you caught them. We'll take you as witnesses. That means that Fila is certainly guilty of kidnapping, and if she was traveling with the Goliath, that can make her an accessory to murder. If Brookstone was the one who hired this Goliath or involved him in some way, maybe he's an accessory too, but...
Do you have any contacts in Ironwick or any way of contacting them?
No, the village is out here. We all keep ourselves to ourselves. I mean, I've got my superior up in Goldthrone, but... I don't know the Field Warden of Ironwick very well, unfortunately.
We could go to the stable master guy. Tamman. There were two horses that were taken out. Maybe, for some reason, he might know something.
He turns around. He's like, Jessup, get in here. I need you to go get the stable guy, Tamman. Go get him.
We could also talk to the horses.
I don't think that's going to hold up in a caudal lore. All right. Okay.
Sounds fun, though.
I did say
This is a mess.
They are really nice. They're the nicest people I've been with recently.
No, it's fine.
Alternatively, this sounds odd, but some people are able to attune to the memories of guardians. Sentry saw all of this.
Well, she saw what you guys saw. I mean, I'm just going to take her statement as a witness report. Anyway.
I know, true, but you're able to see the direct memories of these people. I mean, that is more concrete than just a statement, surely.
It is. I mean, to be honest, I can ask Torvin for help. He has abilities that can force people to tell the truth.
That sounds even better.
But again, my point is, the person who is guilty of murder is dead. Even if Brookstone hires the Goliath, even if Feeler is the one that helped kidnap Vala. At most, I can have them imprisoned.
A kidnapping is not.
It's not a punishable offense. It's not punishable by death, is what I mean.
Why would there be death? Who's dying?
Well, I'm assuming, considering the way that you were looking, that's kind of what you were angling.
No, not at all. All right, that's fine. I think we just put Brookstone.
And you can see Vala. Vala's expression is one of like, I want him dead.
I think justice should be dealt.
Well, justice will be served. If we have evidence that ties Brett Brookstone to hiring the Goliath, we have his daughter, they will both be guilty of kidnapping and accessory to murder, which will probably carry at least a, you know, maybe 30-year or lifetime sentence.
What would this do for the town?
It'll be bad. Brookstone has a lot of workers. And at this point is when you can hear the crowds outside. And that's where we're going to take a break.
Oh, a crowd.
I don't like crowds.
How angry
we'll
do they sound?
See you after the break.
Oh, shit.
See you in a bit.
Over oh, now. No.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of High Rollers. Just a quick reminder to check the episode description for both D&D Beyond and Brilliant.org. Please visit both of them so you can help us help you by helping them who are in turn helping us, I think. Also, another call for MCM Comic Con in London on Friday 26th and Saturday the 27th. There'll be signings on both days and a live show on Friday, so please come down to see us. Oh, also, the live show is scheduled for 5 p.m. on the Friday, that'll be at the Centre Stage and will be free to all ticket holders. So, if you know someone who is interested in D&D and would like to see a bunch of nerds playing it live on stage, then hey, bring them along. And remember to head to store.yogscast.com to grab a load of sweet new merch from us and many others, and to use the code HIGHROLLERS on checkout, that's one word, all caps, to get 10% off any purchase. Anyway, we'll be back on Thursday to confront an angry mob and face off against Rose Hall's most corrupt businessman. We'll see you then.